Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have three really hot topics on today's show. During the first hour, we're going to be talking about the effects of HMB free acid supplementation on muscle mass, strength, and power in resistance trained individuals with Dr. Jacob Wilson. Then we're going to switch it up and be joined by Dr. John Rady and Richard Manning to talk about their new book, Go Wild, Free Your Body and Mind from the Afflictions of Civilization. And then we're going to be joined by Dr. David Rand to talk about some new research in the area of longevity, how complex interactions may matter most, more so than genetics when it comes to longevity. So we're going to be talking more about epigenetics later in the show. Dr. Jacob Wilson, how you doing?
I'm doing well, man. It's great to be on the show.
Have you ever heard of the show before?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Actually, I was on the show, I think last year we talked about concurrent training.
Wow, I'm sorry.
No, it's all good, man. You do a lot of interviews, and you know, and all the guys in my lab listen to the show.
Cool, very cool. Okay, so we give a shout out to the University of Tampa Human Performance and Sports Nutrition Lab, where, and in fact, just to kind of give you a little shameless plug, you were featured in Generation Iron as one of the foremost scientists in the realm of bodybuilding, were you not?
Yeah, you know, that was a real exciting time for us. You know, basically we did a lot of work with Ben Pakulski, and, you know, they came into the lab and basically showed all our technology, a lot of the advanced techniques we're doing with bodybuilders. Basically, you know, I've dedicated my entire life to looking at how to get people bigger, you know, and so it was real cool to have that on screen.
Yeah. Very, very awesome. Congratulations on that. So let's talk about HMB free acid for a second. We all remember HMB. I want to say Dr. Scott Connolly is credited for introducing HMB to the sports and fitness world many, many years ago when he was still with Metrix. So
yep.
That was a calcium form of HMB, correct?
That was a calcium form of HMB. So you have basically HMB is found in calcium, and you know, you consume that. It dissociates from calcium in the gut, and then it's absorbed. And basically, the absorption is about takes about 90 to 120 minutes to absorb.
And it's a very low absorption in general, isn't it? Isn't it a very small of it, amount of it becomes bioavailable in the end?
Exactly. So you have small bioavailability in the end, and so basically, you know, scientists have tried to like engineer a more bioavailable form. And in 2009, basically, you know, that's where people start looking at HMB free acid. And a scientist by the name of Dr. John Fuller out of Iowa State came along and showed that HMB in its free form, its actual free acid form, basically you could actually put it under your tongue and it absorbs. Or you could ingest it and it's basically up and peaked in the blood at 20 to 30 minutes. But the peak is so much higher. It's almost like comparing whey protein, like hydrolyzed whey protein, to casein as far as like
the speed in which it gets through the gut and into the bloodstream.
Precisely.
Yeah. So,
precisely.
Is beta hydroxy beta methylbutyrate a short string of amino acids?
Basically, HMB is a metabolite of the amino acid leucine. So we know that leucine drives skeletal muscle protein synthesis, but early on, like in the 80s and stuff, what they found was that if you gave leucine at like drastically high levels, you know, basically just ridiculously like 20 times the amount that you would need to maximize protein synthesis, they found that it was actually decreasing things like protein breakdown. And they started doing this in bed rest studies. You know, when people are bed rested or casted, you know, from a broken bone, they lose muscle at ridiculous rates. So what they found was that the protein breakdown in these situations was decreased when they gave drastic amounts of leucine.
Right.
But when you inhibited leucine's conversion over to its metabolites, like HMB, you blocked its effects on protein breakdown. So that led scientists, particularly Dr. Steve Neeson, to basically investigate HMB, and he found that, you know, it actually had ergogenic effects.
Now, leucine in and of itself and its downstream metabolites not only affect a reduction in a catabolic mechanism, but also they increase the anabolic mechanism through mTOR. Does HMB do the same thing?
Yes. So here's the thing. So basically, like, leucine maximized protein synthesis at about 3 grams. And what we find, in fact, my brother, Dr. Gabe Wilson, spent his whole dissertation really looking at leucine. He found that at the amount of leucine that maximized protein synthesis, you basically get no real beneficial effect on protein breakdown.
Mm.
HMB, on the other hand, does decrease protein breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, a colleague of mine, Phil Atherton, did a study with HMB-free acid, and what he found was that it decreased protein breakdown by like 70%, 3 grams of HMB, but it also turned on protein synthesis. Now, the response on protein synthesis is not as great as leucine is. That's why we think combining, like, branched chain amino acids and
right.
HMB is ideal.
Well, and to get this out of the way up front, I mean, in the section for supplementation, diet, and control, diet control and exercise protocol, you had these individuals ingesting whey protein too, right?
We did.
You understand that the synergistic effect? I mean, there's obviously a benefit from a net loss being reduced through catabolism, and there's obviously a separate influence of anabolic effects of increasing protein synthesis. When you combine the two of them, you have the greatest amount of protein, new protein created, and old muscle fiber saved, right?
Precisely. Exactly right.
So that's why you use the whey protein in this scenario here, right?
Exactly. That's exactly why we did it.
Okay. So does HMB-free acid influence catabolism or an inhibition of catabolic effects through cortisol pathways or some other unique pathway?
Okay, so I did a lot of studies looking at the mechanisms that HMB works. And I've studied HMB in like humans, young, old, rats, mice, and even hamsters. So I don't think I'm gonna work with hamsters again. But if you look, what we did was what we found is that HMB actually decreases, like, you know, if mTOR drives protein synthesis,
right,
then the ubiquitin pathway drives protein breakdown. And what we saw was that we did a couple models. We did like a simulated military mission model with very high amounts of cardio and calorie restriction, and we saw ubiquitin like skyrocket it. Muscle mass was lost. However, when you gave HMB, it blunted the muscle loss, and it blunted the rise in ubiquitin pathway. So the other thing that we saw, we did a resistance training model. I think it was back in 2009. And we found that HMB sort of increased intramuscular IGF-1 expression. And then that's been further validated by a group of scientists led by Cornacio, where basically it increased IGF-1 and a number of variants of IGF-1. So we know that regulates protein breakdown and also synthesis. So those are two definite, like, sort of pathways that we know HMB is working from. However, one thing we know is when we work out, when we're stressed, we know that certain things like tumor necrosis factor alpha, like if I'm over training or something like that, tumor necrosis factor alpha is going to be elevated, and that seems to turn on protein breakdown. That's sort of an immune response. Well, Dr. Jeff Stout at UCF has recently done studies where he and his lab found that HMB suppresses that response.
Wow.
So and that might be systemically how HMB is in part decreasing this protein breakdown response.
Here's what I want to do. We have to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about the study specifically. We're talking right now with Dr. Jacob Wilson. We're talking about HMB free acid supplementation and its effects on strength, muscle mass, and power in already resistance trained athletes. This is critical because the newbie always gets a response, no matter what you do to them. But trained athletes don't always get a response. So we're going to talk about the design of the study when we come back. Stay tuned.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
Monsanto has shortened more lives than any other sinister regime in our history.
The war against GMOs wages on.
And someone posted on my Facebook and said, you can't be serious about that. You're comparing them to the Nazi regime? And I said, I compare them to any regime because, number one, they're not done yet. And number two, we don't even know. There's no way to do a head count of the number of lives that have been shortened because of the things that Monsanto has promoted in this country and abroad.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore. Listen weekdays at noon.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the product you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique in record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms in a Single Workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you can purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Soldier Boy, I tell you. Hey, I got the new damn.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Jacob Wilson, talking about HMB free acid supplementation. Is it what you're missing in your workout? Let's find out. So describe the study, Dr. Wilson.
Okay, so to really describe the study, we kind of have to give a little bit of a historical perspective on HMB. And you actually talked about this early on. So HMB was first studied in untrained people by Dr. Steve Neeson, and then by others. And basically what they saw was that, now, untrained people, what's characteristic of them is we know they have a ton of muscle damage. And in fact, if you're untrained and you go and stand in a squat rack, you know, for a few minutes, the next day you're probably going to be really sore, yeah. Right? So so for untrained individuals, they're going to have a lot of muscle damage. And they found HMB worked really well. It decreased protein breakdown. It sped recovery from muscle-damaging exercise. Here's the thing. When you went to train people, the first person to do a study and train people was Kreider, and that was in 1999. And Kreider's a really well-respected scientist, and basically he took football players for a short amount of time, so I think it was like 30 days, and he gave them HMB, and he said, don't change what you're doing. Keep doing the same training program. And after 30 days, they saw that the placebo group made no gains in strength or hypertrophy, and they didn't get any muscle damage. And the HMB group didn't get no further gains. So from this point on, people said, oh, HMB doesn't work in trained people. But back in 1999, we didn't know how HMB worked. And that's really, really key, and that's really key for the listener knowing, is HMB a supplement for me? Because what it told us is that HMB interacts with the training stimulus itself. Now, if you look at all the training literature that's been done out there, what seems to be indicated is that in order for HMB to work, you basically need novelty in your training. You need to have a novel training stimulus. If you're untrained, that's easy. If you're trained, that's harder. If you look at data from Dr. Hakkinen's lab out of Finland, he's followed well-trained guys for basically like up to 2 years. And what he found was that basically those guys who are well-trained are in stasis, meaning they're not making gains for like a long period of time. Then they change their program, and all of a sudden, boom, they make a huge burst of gain. Then they plateau for several months, and then they change their program, make a huge burst of gain. Well, I feel basically, if you look at the literature, most people are in a state of stasis. They're not making gains. Mm-hmm. When you see someone who is huge, you think to yourself, oh, they made a little bit of muscle gains over, you know, a little bit every month. That's not what happens. Most people are not making gains, and then all of a sudden they change up, they find a new protocol, and they start making huge gains. At that point in time, you have a lot of muscle damage.
Mm-hmm.
And what we call changing the training program up is called periodization.
Right.
And, you know, and I know all listeners know about periodization, but basically it's programmed change.
But, and in fact, this periodized program that you offered is something I would say that a very advanced athlete would almost shy away from the workloads that you had these guys doing, right?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
The thing is, basically, here's the thing. So we said what we want to do was sort of recapitulate or, reenact the untrained response. So we took well-trained guys. It took us basically a semester to really recruit guys that we knew were going to be dedicated enough and conditioned enough to follow this program. what we theorized is that if we provided a novel enough stimulus, they were going to make gains like being untrained. And we had guys in our study, you know, one guy who I was just talking with yesterday, he's actually now a professional basketball player, but he was deadlifting 560 pounds in the study. We had guys squatting over 500 pounds in the study, guys benching over 350 in the study. We really selected, and the reason why we selected this population is because people said HMB doesn't work in trained people.
Uh-huh.
Well, you can't say these guys weren't trained. But the other thing is, when you have guys like this, they're also really, you know, obviously if you have a guy who's deadlifting 560, they're a responder to training as well.
Right.
So, you know, they had full muscle bellies. You could tell these guys were going to respond if you just beat the living
daylights. If you did the right thing, yeah. So, which leads, and so, I wanted to wait to ask this question, but now that we've gotten here, so how did you discern between the gains that were truly the result of the HMB free acid versus this magnificently assembled training protocol and the inclusion of whey protein at the timing that you had it set up? I mean, I'm assuming these guys were all using whey protein anyway, so it's not like they were non-users and all of a sudden whey protein turned things around, but I would imagine that you had them using the whey protein a special way to complement the HMB.
Absolutely. So basically, you know, we gave them whey protein after all their workouts at a dose we know would maximize protein synthesis. We gave them all the same training program, but then what we did to discern whether the supplement had an effect from the training program itself is we just did a double-blind placebo-controlled trial to where, you know, we had a placebo that was indistinguishable from the HMB, and then, by the way,
could have never happened if it was calcium HMB, because that stuff was disgusting. It stunk bad.
Exactly.
It tasted bad. It was terrible. Right.
Exactly.
I had a capsule break in my mouth one day, and I swore that it was the worst tasting supplement I had ever taken, and I have a pretty high tolerance to bad tasting supplements.
Oh my goodness gracious! It literally is awful.
Yeah, right. You'd be like, okay, so neither one of you know who has the HMB plus protein and just the protein, and the guy with the calcium HMB would go, no, I know. This is it. It tastes bad. So
exactly, yeah. Exactly. So. Yeah,
So actually the placebo group got the protein powder as well. So before we go into this break, give me the snapshot. This was a 12-week training protocol, right?
This is a 12-week training protocal, and what we ended up doing
which is really pretty short for well-trained athletes. That would be a long period for an untrained person. You'd see a lot of response in there, but you wouldn't expect just in 3 months to see major changes to a person who's probably reached much of their genetic potential already.
Yeah, basically, you wouldn't unless you really... Here's what we did, basically. We put them in a situation where they wouldn't normally recover. Because HMB speeds recovery, we wanted to put them in a situation where they wouldn't normally recover. So let's say, like, for example... on Monday, they did squats. And on Wednesday, we had them do squats again. On Friday, we had them do squats again, deadlifts, Monday and Wednesday and Friday. But the thing is, on Monday, the average volume lifted was 40,000 pounds. So these guys were ridiculously sore. But basically what happened is the HMB basically sped recovery of muscle damage so much that by Wednesday, muscle damage was cut in half for the HMB group compared to the placebo. So the placebo group had
and you evaluated this through you stuck a syringe in them and took a biopsy of muscle fiber?
What we did was we looked at like serum indices. So we took blood,
okay,
and we looked at like creatine kinase, some lactate dehydrogenase, you know, markers of inflammation,
right.
As well as use a scale called perceived recovery status scale. So basically, you know, how well are you recovering on a scale of 0 to 10? So what you see is like, you know, as you know, 10 being as the best I've ever felt. The first week, guys were basically at like, you know, a 2 or 3 in the placebo group, but they were like, you know, on Wednesday, but they might have been like a 6.
Wow.
In the HMB group. So, you know, these are athletes, they can power through a 6, but if you go in on Wednesday and you can barely bend down, you know, you're not going to be able to get an effective training stimulus.
Right.
So, and the main thing that I always point out to everyone is that the training stimulus is the most potent stimulus for growth. However, what limits us from getting that dose is the recovery. And so basically what HMB allows you to do is, what I always say is it allows you to find your new limit. So if you're an athlete and you're like, you know what, I'm not making gains, well, you're going to have to do something drastic. You're going to have to do something that is, you know, would kill a normal human being if you're going to bust through that plateau. And that's basically what we did. I can't even describe the intensity of the protocol. Like I said, like 40,000 pounds on average.
Well, just real quick, give a brief. It was how many weeks? How many weeks? It was three phases, right?
Three phases. So the first 8 weeks was what's called a daily undulated.
You know what? I'm sorry. I'm being told model. I have to take a break. I'm being told I have to take a break. Keep when we come back, I want to talk about the training protocol, because this training protocol sounds like it has a lot of promise in it as well. We're talking right now with Dr. Jacob Wilson about his research on HMB free acid. I don't know about you, but I want to get some, and maybe Dr. Wilson can let us know where we can find some too. I don't know. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
The American government loves Monsanto, because if Monsanto's successful, then we will control the world, because we'll have control of the food.
Listen to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore, weekdays at noon.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception, because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoForce is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
By now, everyone knows I'm a big proponent of dairy, but as we all know, not all dairy is created equal. Learn more about a form of dairy made available to us that is raw, organic, grass-fed, grass-finished, low-heat pasteurized, and cultured with probiotics, without the offensive beta casein protein believed to be 13 times more toxic than gluten. Check out superhumandairy.com to learn more, or go to superhumanradio.com and click the Green Fed Dairy banner ad today.
The UK is known for its queen, Big Ben, and fish and chips. Well, move over. Here's the UK's strongest pro-hormone, Extreme Mass. Extreme Mass will give you a significant amount of muscle and strength, gains of up to 10 kilograms in a four-week cycle. You'll see an increase in libido, vascularity, and aggression. Shatter your personal bests in the gym while on Extreme Mass. Save 10% off. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Extreme Mass banner and use coupon code MASS10.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Don't forget, Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum, a kilo for $200. Go to superhumanradio.com in the Carl Recommends area. Find Immunodynamics and check out Percoba Colostrum today. At 1 o'clock, top of the hour, we'll be joined for the book Go Wild by its authors, Dr. John Rady and Richard Manning. Great book. It's going to be a fun interview. So right now we're talking with Dr. Jacob Wilson about HMB free acid. So go ahead, explain the three phases of this periodized training program, because this is a winner, by the way.
Yeah, this is cool stuff. You know, like I said, pretty much my whole life has basically been dedicated to, okay, what are ways we can get guys bigger? What are ways we can get guys stronger? You know, most people don't study the monsters, right? But that's what we're trying to study in our lab. So what we ended up doing was, we used a daily undulated periodization program for the first 8 weeks. And what that means is this. We change the repetition schema, and the repetition scheme and the intensity every single workout.
Every day. Every day it changed.
Every day.
But did it have a rhythm? So did you go heavy, you know, a low volume, next day slightly lighter, slightly higher volume, you know, the traditional doing the scales, so to speak, and then come back again
exactly.
to a heavy day? Yeah.
Exactly. So, like, Monday was a hypertrophy day. That was super high volume, super nauseating, and 8 to 12 reps, 60 to 120 seconds rest. But that's so, it's real important to understand that, like, in the publication, we only have so much room to talk about the protocol.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So you put, okay, 8 to 12 reps, you put 60 to 120 seconds rest. But in reality, what that means is that, week one of the study, they're doing sets of 12, say with squats, and they're resting 60 seconds between, sets. But if you go to the following Monday, we have them do sets of 10 with 60 seconds rest. And if you move to the following Monday, we have them do sets of, 8 with 90 seconds rest. And you go to the following Monday, they're doing sets of 8 with 120 seconds rest. Then you come full swing around week 5 back to sets of 12 with 60 seconds rest.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Exactly.
And it's really simple to apply. That's a really simple protocol to apply. And, you know, anybody could lay their own training out with that.
Precisely. Precisely. So, and basically what that means, if you're getting progressively aggressive, heavier, you're still staying in hypertrophy range, but by the time you get back up to the 60 seconds again, it's 100% new stimulus. You're not
yeah.
used to it anymore.
Yeah.
And we did that with, like, the strength day, for example, too.
And so, you did a body part split. So day one was legs, day two was back, day three was chest and shoulders, day four was arms, like that kind of a split?
Yeah. Yes. Well, we split it up. So basically, yeah, they hit every body part 3 times per week.
Wow.
So it's very high frequency. On they would have a hypertrophy day. They would have a power day, which is going to be like mid-range of your 1RM, like 40-60% of your 1RM, but you're going really, really, really explosive.
Right.
You know, if you look at like a sprinter, for example, they have very large muscle bellies, and one of the main reasons why is because they're moving in this explosive fashion. And actually, a good friend of mine, Carlos Ugrinovich, out of Brazil, found that these explosive movements activated intramuscular growth factors and protein synthesis.
Mm.
So then their third day was a very heavy day. So week one, for example, they did 5 sets of 5, for example, on like squats and deadlifts, things like that. Whereas again, by the time they got to week 3, they were doing sets of 2, really heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And then by week 4, sets of 1, and then it moved back up to sets of 5. So constantly what we call undulating, changing the volume and intensity, and then also we slightly change the exercises with slight variation. So, you know, the first 4 weeks they're doing like wide grip bent over rows. You know, the next 4 weeks they're doing close grip, underhand row. So we're periodizing the exercises and we're periodizing the repetition schema, intensity and rest period length. So that was the first 8 weeks.
Wow.
But here's what happened. We actually were looking at muscle damage for weeks 1 through 8. And what was real interesting was that if you look at weeks 1 through 4, we were able to keep muscle damage really high because we kept looking at it. We looked at it every couple of weeks to make sure that, okay, this program is indeed increasing muscle damage. Then what we did was, if you look at the data, at week 8 they had begun to adapt. Because they're trained guys, and even though we kept changing the training stimulus, they started to adapt, and their muscle damage was much lower.
And so you have to stay out in front of that adaptation process, basically.
Exactly. And
you know what? I just thought of periodization is to training what the 4-speed transmission was to the automobile.
100%.
You know, it's like you were stuck in one gear all the time. That was as fast as you could go. And then the key is, like driving a 4-speed transmission, a manual transmission, knowing when to shift to get the most amount of power, but without pushing the engine to a dangerous point where it's going to redline. So you have to always be teasing overreaching. You always have to be teasing it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's exactly right.
Yeah.
And
okay, wait. Yeah, we have to get. I want to go back to something now. So this training protocol, and people can get in touch with you on Facebook probably, or your website. Your website is jacobwilsonphd.com. If they want to know the exact training protocol, you'll sell it to them. No, I'm not kidding. But anyway, so with these advanced training protocol, with the HMB and the placebo group, I got to believe the placebo group got some muscle out of this too.
Oh, the placebo group made great gains as well. So, you know, the placebo group made really great gains, especially through weeks 1 through 8. The gains were not as good as the HMB free acid.
How much better? So give me some statistical information. Tell me what it was like.
So I want to say, just going off the top of my head, I want to say that, for example, the placebo group made a little over 3 kilograms.
6 pounds of muscle.
So that's about seven pounds of lean mass, and then over the 8 weeks time, which is a lot. But the HMB group made close to like 5 kilograms, which is more like 10 or 11.
Right.
So both of them made good gains. The HMB group just made better gains
because they were able to train harder each session to stimulate more protein synthesis because they were recovering faster.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And so, you know, and that's key, you know, just the way we push them.
So and HMB, now I got to believe that HMB free acid would work for an aging population too that's suffering from 100%. Sarcopenia.
100%. So I actually did I've done a lot of work with sarcopenia, age-related muscle loss, and actually I did my dissertation with HMB's effects on aging, and we actually we simulated a lifelong model. We actually took rats and gave them HMB throughout their whole life, and you saw that basically at old age, we actually looked directly at their muscle fibers, and their muscle fibers were less atrophied, much less atrophied than the group that wasn't on HMB. So 100%. Absolutely, and as we know, one of the biggest complaints people have with aging is, oh, I don't feel like I could recover like when I was younger.
Right.
Well, then you got to focus on recovery.
Were there any other benefits experienced from the HMB? Because I know that things like creatine seem to have cognitive effects. I know there's some sort of relationship between creatine and HMB, or does taking HMB reduce creatine kinase, I want to say?
Yes, it does. So we saw that it reduced creatine kinase and
kinase. I'm sorry, kinase.
Either way is fine. Yeah. So it reduced CK. One of the things is, as far as like perceptual measures are concerned, is that we used a scale, that perceived recovery status scale, which is basically a measure of, hey, how do I feel today?
Right, which is more central nervous system precipitated than anything else, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And then what we saw is that the group that was on the HMB had a higher perception of recovery, so they went into the weight room like, oh, I'm ready to go. So I think that's critical.
Yeah, that's a big one too. Let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break, and we'll wrap up the interview. We're talking right now with Dr. Jacob Wilson from the University of Tampa about their research on HMB free acid supplementation. It looks like it's a winner. At least at this point in time, it looks like it's a winner. And I guess the training logs out there will tell some stories too very shortly. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Highlighting the hypocrisy in government, one meal at a time.
The USDA and the FDA going after small family farms. They're telling these farmers that by selling direct to end users like you and I, because they're outside the jurisdiction of the USDA and the FDA, the USDA says it's dangerous to be buying from these farmers. Really? And we're all thriving buying from these farmers, but the USDA and the FDA said, no, you're wrong. You may not think that because you're not getting sick that something's wrong, but we know there's something wrong.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure. Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin, releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today. It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad. Scientists around the world confirm the vital importance of redox signaling to cell health. ASEA is the first and only stable, perfectly balanced mixture of these redox signaling reactive molecules that exist outside of living cells and can be used to help maintain proper balance inside the body to support the immune system, recovery, and the healing process. To learn more about ASEA and what it can do for you, go to superhumanradio.com and click the ASEA banner ad today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Dr. Jacob Wilson's website is jacobwilsonphd.com if you want to learn more about him and his work. It's also important to note that you could not do this with calcium-bound HMB, which is what is out there today by and large, right? This would, the peak, the rise in blood levels and the sustained elevation in blood levels that's seen in the acid-free, well, free acid form. I want to say free form amino acid. I don't know why. But that is, you couldn't do that with the basic HMB that's out on the market today, right?
No, you can't get that same bioavailable response. You know, it's definitely a much different response.
So where is the HMB free acid? I just did a quick cursory search on the internet, and I can find plenty of people talking about it, but I can't find any supplements out there other than the calcium bound HMB.
Well, funny story, I'm the researcher of the study, right? And I actually didn't find out about what company was doing it. So like I was at the, what was it? It was the Arnold Classic.
Yeah.
And I was looking, there's like advertisements. It's like, clear muscle increases like muscle mass by this much. I'm like, and I look, I go, oh, that looks a lot like my study.
Wow.
And so apparently I think Muscle Tech got the rights to it, and they're selling it as clear muscle.
C-L-E-A-R, clear muscle?
Clear muscle, because it's in like a clear tab.
Uh-huh.
As far as I know, that's the only company right now that has it, but I'm honestly not sure if other companies are getting it, just because I basically just do the research and, whatever happens with the other stuff.
Yeah,
happens.
No, I got you. Okay, so how much, what's the dose? I'm actually down to 230 pounds. I'm 230 pounds right now, so how much would I have to take of the Clear Muscle product? I'm looking at it right now. It's on Amazon.
Yeah, I'm actually trying to get up to 230 pounds. basically, you would need, I would say honestly, 3 to 4 grams a day are going to be fine for you. If you be on the safe side, 4 grams. Just because, you got a lot of muscle.
Is there anything worth stacking with it other than getting plenty of high leucine quality proteins pre and post workout? Does it work well with things like beta-alanine, perhaps? Is there a synergy with creatine? We found that beta-alanine and creatine seem to have a synergistic effect.
Mm-hmm. What I will tell you is this. We've actually done research where we find that supplements that increase your workload capacity, that basically if you're training really hard, if it allows you to get more training volume, that means you'll have more muscle damage to recover from, and that will sort of have a synergistic effect with HMB.
Mm-hmm.
So we have some data on ATP, actually, seems to work really well when you're in a really fatigued state.
Taking actual adenosine triphosphate
just
throwing it in your mouth and swallowing it.
Basically, exactly.
Where can you get that? And don't tell me at the Krebs Cycle store either.
Yeah, I want to say MHP actually got peak ATPs.
Cool.
I know MHP, those are the same guys who sell like MyoX. They have it, so I think it's a good stack because basically it helps you, have higher volume.
Right.
That's going to make you have greater recovery demand.
It could be said that anything that can increase your volume of work over a period of time, whether it be a combination of HMB free acid, creatine, beta-alanine, phosphatidylcholine, we know that choline has some benefits. Taurine is another one that increases a cardiac output, which is another negative feedback loop that the body backs off of workloads. Any of those things that they just allow you to do more work, so you're really making the muscle. They're just enabling you to do do a higher volume of work.
Exactly, and so basically that's you said it perfectly.
Yeah,
can't say any better myself.
So you guys have something coming up very shortly, right? A YouTube channel or something like that.
Yeah. So one of the things is that a lot of guys talk theory about in theory, this will, help you gain muscle. But one of the advantages, that I'm real blessed to have is that if we have a theory, we can test it. And, you know, again, we're really, our main focus is skeletal muscle hypertrophy and strength. And so we're constantly testing out new ideas, new tests. And so what we're going to do is in about 2 weeks, we're going to start filming what's called Life in the Lab. Life in the Lab. And basically what we're going to do is we're going to take people into the lab on our YouTube channel for the latest experiments that we're doing, and let people see, oh, hey, this is the latest cutting edge stuff before anyone else knows about it.
Wow.
We'll also be so I think it's going to be one of those really cool,
Now, when will that start?
We're looking to start it in the next 2 weeks, maybe even as early as next week.
That's pretty cool. And so what would people search for on YouTube to find it?
Just, I'd say in about 2 weeks, type in, like, Life in the Lab. Maybe even, honestly, my plan is to get our first episode in next week, so probably as early as next Friday, type in Life in the Lab, and...
You'll find something on YouTube.
You'll definitely find something on YouTube, and we're going to do, like, weekly shows on there. You know, we're real excited about basically just sharing information with all you guys out there who and girls out there who just want to make better games, you know?
Are you using the HMB free acid? Do you have any left?
Yeah, you know what? A real good friend of mine, Sean Beyer, who patented HMB free acid, has been kind enough to send me some. And so I tried it myself. I put myself through actually that protocol more than once.
How'd you do?
Oh, we did real well. Like, I mean, actually, at the time, at the time of the studies, maybe like 3 years ago, you know, my squat was, I think, starting off at like 440 to the floor, and I was about 170 pounds.
That's awesome.
And by the end of the study, it was like 480. You know, I'm not like a big guy, but I increased my lean mass, you know. I went up to like 480 on squat, which is several times more than my body weight, and I definitely got leaner. So deadlift went up, bench press went up. You know, I think my bench press went from like 315 to like at least touch and go, like 335, maybe 340 on a good day. So, which, you know, again, I'm not like the biggest guy, but like those numbers really went up a lot during the protocol,
I would say. That's really good. And so when the HMB free acid is available widespread, I'm sure lots of companies are going to try to introduce their own versions of it somehow. Will you continue to use it as a supplement?
Honestly, that's the thing. I've been using HMB for a long time.
The calcium form?
Yeah, the calcium form, but now more recently the free acid form. I've always been a proponent of like really high volume training, really periodize my training, you know, a lot of the loads and a lot of the volume that I use, most people just really can't handle. And the thing is that, training like that, HMB has always been a real good friend of mine.
Yeah,
so
that's good. Yeah.
I'll continue to use it. I mean, even like in my dad, Floyd Wilson, he's actually, you know, he's in his 50s, and he trains all the time, you know, real hard, and he uses it, and it's really helped him, like, with his recovery. So, just from, you know, even outside the lab, you know, I love the lab, but just from personal experience, I definitely am a believer in it.
Do you think we're going to see injectable HMB come, like, from the peptide side of the dark side of the industry?
You know, everything always turns to that, right? So
I'm sitting here thinking, you know, screw all this. I mean, surely I could get somebody to manufacture an injectable HMB, you know, sterilized, purified, add a little bacteriostatic sodium chloride solution, and maybe make it so that there's 3 grams in 1 ml, and you just do a 1 ml shot. I got to believe that would produce even greater results than the HMB free acid. I mean, it'd be in your bloodstream in no time.
You never know. You absolutely never know. It could come out. One thing I will say is, and people might try this, I know the HMB is in a pill form, you know, but if you do put it under your tongue, it will absorb directly. into your bloodstream, kind of like, or at least close to, like an injectable, which is obviously the old form you can't do that with.
Yeah.
So it's definitely something to think about.
Yeah, you could kind of advance the delivery by not swallowing it, but letting it dissolve under your tongue for a while. And should you take this HMB free acid in the morning every morning? Do you take it pre-workout? How do you take it?
So we've done some studies, and we found that basically consuming it about 30 minutes before your workout is ideal. So let's say a guy like you train hard. You know, I would take 2 grams before your workout, about 30 minutes before your workout, and then I take a gram with like breakfast, and maybe a gram with before bed. Maybe it'll stop a little bit of muscle loss.
Catabolism, sure.
Yeah, catabolism. Yeah.
And it doesn't stimulate you, right? You'll still sleep okay.
Yeah, so that's exactly right. Because a lot of people, like, they'll take HMB and go, oh, I didn't feel anything. Well, it's not a stimulant. You're not supposed to feel anything, you know, unless you train hard, and then it will speed recovery.
And wait, give it some time. Somebody will put caffeine in the HMB free acid. I feel it working. I feel it working. Listen,
exactly.
Dr. Wilson, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today. Really, really cool information.
Hey, it's my pleasure. You know, I'd love to be on the show anytime, and I love your guys' work. So do all the guys in my lab.
Cool. Well, say hello. All right. Thanks a lot.
All right.
All right. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Dr. John Rady and Richard Manning and talk about their new book, Go Wild. Free your body and mind from the afflictions of civilization. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
He's Carl Lenore.
The brainless people at the FDA need to be convinced that arsenic is not good for humans to consume, because the FDA feels a little bit more research needs to be done before we're considered that this particular arsenic is dangerous.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
The UK's known for its queen, Big Ben, and fish and chips. Well, move over. Here's the UK's strongest pro-hormone, Extreme Mass. Extreme Mass will give you a significant amount of muscle and strength, gains of up to 10 kilograms in a 4-week cycle. You'll see an increase in libido, vascularity, and aggression. Shatter your personal bests in the gym while on Extreme Mass. Save 10% off. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Extreme Mass banner and use coupon code MASS10.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable, but finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream.
Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto
Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. Most people are telling you to calm down. Don't go wild. But Dr. John Rady and Richard Manning want you to go wild. And that's what they're talking about in their new book, Go Wild. Free your body and mind from the afflictions of civilization. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks for having us on. Sounds like a great station. Geez.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let's go for it.
Yeah. Well, listen, I got to tell you something right off the bat that I love about what you did. Too often when we talk about disease, diseases of modernity, we talk about nutrition, you know, we talk about activity, but from the neck up gets left out. And I think the light is just starting to go on in people's heads that ignoring the mind will not allow you to reach the level of peak health and performance that you want.
Exactly. And this is, I'm a psychiatrist, right? So this is my field. And we know that this is true, that the brain, the mind controls what we do and what we can do, and our bodies are very important agents of making our brain, mind, the whole person better, to survive, to succeed, to execute, to be an agent in the world, rather than have the world act on us, let's act on it.
Yeah, it's very, very important.
And if I could cut in here,
please.
We got a really strong clue on that from looking at evolution. And you know, we've looked at human evolution for a long time. There's several hundred years of research on there. And everybody says, well, what made us standout species as humans were our big brains. But as we look closer at that, what also makes us the standout species is our ability to move. We can move like no other species out there. No other species can do the equivalent of linebackers and ballet dancers from the same species. We're very good at it with intricate movements. Well, the big brain and the intricate movement go together. That's not a coincidence. Those two things evolve together. So they're codependent. And so that separation between mind and body is really leading us in a bad direction.
Right, and in my previous book, Spark, I talk a lot about that in terms of how our brains evolved to help us be the best movers that we could, and these same nerve cells were co-opted and used, and we use to think and to plan and to remember and to execute. And so there's really no difference between the moving brain and the thinking brain. And so when we move, we are really turning our brains on, getting our brains ready.
Right.
Making them the best that they can be.
So in the purpose of this book is to further the discussion that we are now learning, and really set in stone by so many good discussions about we need to start paying more attention to evolution. We're sick today because of our cultural influences, our modern lifestyles, and so on and so forth. And so the purpose of this book is to get people to realize that we're still the same beings that we were 1,000 years ago. We're just applying ourselves the wrong way, right?
10,000 years ago, let's go.
Yeah, sure.
You know, and that's not to say we should all go back to the Stone Age and live in caves, but we can learn a lot from that period and how we were and how we were, and we were very healthy then, and we were moving, and we were eating a wide variety of vegetables and fruits and meat and fish and all that stuff, and we weren't eating grains. And and we were working together in small groups and living together and being connected. And all that has changed in our world today because of our wonderful digital world that we're experiencing right now. But, you know, it keeps us from being in the same room, in the same place, and we know that that's so important for human existence.
So, I'll point this question to Richard. Do you think what's going on in today's culture has some sort of grand plan, or is it just the fact that we as humans, Homo sapiens, we tend to gravitate towards things that really don't benefit us once we get them in large amounts?
Yeah, when we talk about evolution, it probably makes no sense to talk about a grand plan or a plan that's been executed over 10,000 years. We've really been headed in this direction for 10,000 years.
No. What I meant by that was that as consumers, we tend to receive messages and consume things that in the end are really not good for us. We're learning that now everywhere we look. So when I say the grand plan, is it just that the manufacturers are giving us what we want, or is there something else afoot here?
Yeah, no, that's what I was getting to, which is that what happened 10,000 years ago was that we domesticated grains.
Right.
And we make the argument in the book, it makes every bit as much sense to say that grains domesticated us. And so by changing those conditions, it was the grain that pulled us in that direction and became the path of least resistance. Mm-hmm. There it is. We can found societies on this grain, and all of a sudden we got organized that way. So what modern food producers are selling us today is consistent with the message of 10,000 years. We've been doing this wrong for 10,000 years. It's the path of least resistance. We are tamed by this grain.
Right.
And so we have to be quite conscious about it and say, no, we're going to shrug that off. We're going to go in a different direction here. That's why we got these big grains. We can think of a way out of this. And so that's the bigger context of it. And I think that's a good way to think about it.
And you're right. 10,000 years ago, when we became farmers as opposed to hunter-gatherers, that is when so many of the problems that we have today, I mean, the earliest problems were cavities. Hunter-gatherers didn't have cavities. We developed cavities when we started to eat single types of food, you know, just this, just that. And we didn't have famine before that either. Everybody thinks hunter-gatherers starved. They didn't starve because they could walk to find food.
Right. Well, that's what they did. They were walking, you know, and foraging 10 to 14 miles a day. But, you know, they had to then learn how to use their environment, and that led to our thinking brain and our wonderful brain that we have today. But the conspiracy is not something that one person or one organization is doing, but it's the market forces that put these people and to stock 60% or 80% of the shelves in the supermarket full of processed foods that are bad for us. They
right.
really are. They're very bad. And then you get people making claims that this organic thing or that organic thing is really the salvation, when we really have to look at it and understand it and be mindful and be present when you're making choices about what you're going to eat or do.
But you know what the problem is, Dr. Rady? The current cultural influences have literally bred out of most people instincts, intuition, and critical thinking skills. And this is my fear.
Right.
And I want to take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk about what the book lays out that's going to help people find their way out of this. But I want to talk about this one salient characteristic of today's society. And that is, I'm sorry to say this, and I know a lot of people out there are going to say, well, you're not talking about me, and I'm probably not. There's a lot of lemmings out there who don't put any thought into any aspect of their lives, and their minds jump from one thought to another. They're not mindful of anything. So let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll pick it up on the other side, talking about the book Go Wild, written by Dr. John Rady and Richard Manning. You can find the book right on the homepage of superhumanradio.com down at the bottom left-hand side. Check it out. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
That's what happened to what's-his-name, Rick Perry? He wanted to force everybody to get human papillomavirus vaccine in Texas. And people heard that, and they're like, okay, we're done with you, bro. You need to move on now.
He's pointing out the evildoers within our own government.
These people are crazy, these politicians. They're crazy. Dimwits. You know what we should do? When they say stuff like that, say, okay, no problem. We want to vaccinate everybody in your family first. We want to make you the test case. We'll watch what happens to you guys. If you guys survive, then we'll consider.
Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio. Weekdays at noon.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Scientists around the world confirm the vital importance of redox signaling to cell health. ASEA is the first and only stable, perfectly balanced mixture of these redox signaling reactive molecules that exist outside of living cells and can be used to help maintain proper balance inside the body to support the immune system, recovery, and the healing process. To learn more about ASEA and what it can do for you, go to superhumanradio.com and click the ASEA banner ad today.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
By now, everyone knows I'm a big proponent of dairy. But as we all know, not all dairy is created equal. Learn more about a form of dairy made available to us that is raw, organic, grass-fed, grass-finished, low-heat pasteurized, and cultured with probiotics. Without the offensive beta-casein protein believed to be 13 times more toxic than gluten, check out superhumandairy.com to learn more or go to superhumanradio.com and click the green-fed dairy banner ad today.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking about the book Go Wild with Dr. John Rady and Richard Manning, the authors of the book. Okay, so Richard, I'm going to turn this question to you. A lot of us know some of this stuff here, right? But we're frustrated. Yeah. I'm sitting here for 2 hours behind a microphone. I hate it. My Fitbit isn't clicking. I'm not doing the things that I know that are going to lead to ultimately my longevity and health. So what can people find in this book that's going to help them assimilate some of this stuff?
Well, one of the things we advocate is finding your own personal lever, your entry into it. It depends on what stage you're at, your situation, where you're beginning, and what your preferences are. But what we mean by a lever is what you grab first to get yourself better. And for most people, that's going to be nutrition. You got to start with nutrition. And we have a hard time imagining how you're going to get better if you don't get nutrition right. That's got to be first and or right up there on top of the list. But it may be sleep for some people. It may be exercise. It depends on where the deficiencies are. But the important thing is to engage the process. And once you do that, it's not like whacking the mole. You're not out there making a problem go away. You're trying to find out what makes you feel better.
Right.
And when you get a little bit better, then you say, hey, that was pretty cool. What's next? What's out there that is an opportunity for me to go another step further? How much more is there in this process that I can go? And it gets to be fun. It gets to be really enjoyable. But the important point is you don't stop till it is fun. You don't stop till you find yourself really achieving well-being and that your life is getting better. We talk about demands at work, for instance. You have to sit in front of a microphone for a couple hours a day. Okay, maybe that's tolerable. We can tolerate things in our lives, variability, stress, those kinds of things. But also we have to say, hey, ultimately this is about our health and about our quality of life, and maybe we want to make very big changes to make that happen. Or maybe we want to spend some money to put off healthcare costs in the future, those kinds of issues. But you can be healthy. You really can. And you used the word instincts earlier on. That's really important to us. We want to reactivate those right. instincts that allow you to be your guide to your well-being.
Now part of the problem is that the mainstream message, and this when I say mainstream message, I mean all the large corporations that stand to benefit and our government, which heavily subsidizes three crops that are at the root of much of the disease and obesity in society today. This message is louder, bigger, and stronger, and goes on and on for longer periods of time than the kinds of messages that you and I, that we are talking about here today. How do we combat that?
The only way we can do it is through education, is through bringing the fact that we know that the science is there, that this is wrong, that this is we need to become wellness warriors to say, look, it's not just about this particular brand or that or wheat or corn. It's about everything that you need to pay attention to and get control of and not be led around, like you said earlier, lemmings, because it really is something that we need to take responsibility for and know about. And I think it, more and more you're seeing even in the popular press that people are beginning to say, hey, it's not the best thing in the world to be eating a bagel. In fact, it's one of the worst foods you can eat. So people are beginning to sort of see this and broadcast it as we get better and better at the science to show what we need to be doing.
Richard, did you have an opinion on that as well? Do you want to mention anything?
Yeah, there are a couple of things. One is agriculture is civilization. We have to remember that. And so what we're really talking about at the core is revitalizing civilization. And civilization is not going to check out easily on this. It's not going to give up.
Right.
They're vested interest in this, and they really are what organize the world. It's no joke. And so you got to think about where we are and how we transition. But the other is an evolutionary message that intrigued me as I was researching this, and it has to do with the omnivore's dilemma.
Right.
The fact that we have to eat a whole lot of food, and therefore something's poisonous out there, we got to be careful. Therefore, we're highly dependent on cultural information about what to eat, which would follow that we're evolved to pay attention to that information, especially children. So children are really dependent on their parents to learn what to eat. And that's not just a fact, that's an evolutionary fact, that they really are sensitive to that information. The program, well, the food marketers know this. That's why they sell food to kids in a certain way. And sell it in the very ways that food is sold through colors and things like that. So the message to us is you gotta get to those kids early and take advantage of that sensitivity to food information. Train them from the very beginning what's good to eat.
When we think about humans today, we think about strife and stress, and just all sorts of negative type stuff. And when we look at animals in the wild, we see that they're playful and they're happy. I have to believe, Dr. Rady, that there was a period in time in our history where humans were playful and happy as a standard, mental state. But today we're not there anymore, and part of this is evolutionarily driven, because we always had to make sure we knew what the dangers in our environment were. That's why the news always does so well. People always say, oh, why do people gravitate towards negative? Because we're hardwired to know where the dangers are. We want to know where the dangers are. We don't want to walk out in the brush and get eaten by a lion. And so we don't care about the good stuff. How do we get ourselves back, given the environment that we live in, how do we get ourselves back to being playful human cubs again?
Right. Well, that's you're summarizing a whole lot of what we talk about in the book, and I think we do. I mean, we know from neuroscience that we pick up on those survival issues first, right? And then we can feel comfort. It's where small groups came in, small tribes came in, mm-hmm. when we were out there and playful. There would be times of stress and worry and about food source or about the predators or about other tribes, but then there would be most of the time spent in relatively what we would call today stressful kinds of environment, where play and dance and being together was valued, and we evolved that way to value that. And the way to get back there is to celebrate those kinds of groups, organizations that are pushing for that. You know, we've lost the church, we've lost community, we've lost politics to be useful that way, which is what those organizations used to do for us. But so we need to create new, vibrant organizations that are local and might be attached to the internet and the Facebook and all that, but the local groups that really empower people and connect with one another, that make our brains and our bodies in much weller than they are today.
Can we do this in a generation, you think, Richard?
No, some of us can't, and it'll be a gradual transition. We have to remember it took us 10,000 years to get into this situation, and so it's not going to change tomorrow. On the other hand, I've seen very rapid change in my lifetime in the last 10 years as I've been thinking about these issues. Some of these issues have resolved themselves or headed in positive directions much more rapidly than I thought they could have. So people are interested in it, and we will see some change. But no, we're not going to get over this in a generation.
I mean, obviously people can save themselves now. They can obviously change the direction of their outcome. But my concern is,
absolutely,
I'm not as optimistic about those powers that be that must let go in order to...
No.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
It's the same thing in medicine. You know, I mean, we're dominated by the drug industry. So that, you know, and so all the lobbying, all the push on the government and the media, mm-hmm. that sell these products, that push us towards this or that. And so we need to, that's why we need to really get to the educational system to really change that and show that these, the sort of adoption of some of the past ways of being are much healthier and better than the way they're going, which is, you know, on a downhill course.
Right. The eat fat message has started to really make it into the mainstream. We've been talking about eating healthy fats for a decade on the show. And I see that you embrace this as well. And from a mental health aspect, can you see a rise in mental health issues as two things occurred? Reduction in healthy fat intake for fear of other diseases, and more importantly, an increase in the types of fats that seem to interact with receptors in the brain, like omega-6s, arachidonic acid, that seem to almost precipitate depressive moods. Have you seen that, Dr. Rady?
Sure, and one of the areas that I've done some work in is using omega-3s to treat depression, to combat the omega-6s, as you're saying. But yes, a lot of our problems came when we began to be fat phobic. And we got away from saturated fats as though they were evil, and this was what the cause of obesity and diabetes and heart disease and all that was about. And we need to know that this is something that when that happened, we began to be obese because we instead of using fat to give us the calories and give us the good taste, we poured in tons and tons of carbohydrates, high fructose corn syrup, and all that. And this has led to an incredible change in our health, in our country's health, and the healthcare budget, and all that that we're beset with today.
Yeah. By the way, on Casual Friday this week, for those of you who like to tune in for Casual Friday, we have an investigative reporter named Dawn Blanken coming on to give us all the information we need to know about the ACA, the Affordable Care Act. So it's going to be an interesting discussion. You won't want to miss that. The book is called Go Wild, and it is up on the Superhuman Radio website down at the bottom left-hand corner. You guys have any upcoming book signings or anything that you want to plug? Are you still there?
Not really. We're just starting. Just starting our traveling.
I commend you. This is this type of discussion is important to have over and over and over and over and over again if we're going to scratch the surface of reaching people and make them understand that their lack of activity and what they put in their mouth is right where disease is starting. I want to thank you both for being on the show today.
Thank you.
Take care. All right, so stay tuned. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by Dr. David Rand as we talked about some epigenetic discussions. Complex interactions may matter most when we're looking at longevity. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
There's something comforting about knowing he's out there.
Government is in place because it assumes that people are too stupid to care for themselves.
By your side.
Government has to take up the parental role of teaching people what to do.
Fighting the good fight.
Government has to get out of people's pantries, first of all. They can't legislate health.
He's Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you could purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code Superhuman to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Train harder, train longer, recover faster, and elevate protein synthesis. It's finally here, Splice, with branched-chain amino acids, taurine, and trimethylglycine. You'll blast through your workouts without the need for stimulants, and the alpha-lactalbumin ensures your workouts will be the most productive because nothing accelerates muscle growth faster. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Predator Nutrition banner ad and use the coupon code SPLYCE10 to save 10% off today.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique in record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com. Today and click the Blueprint banner ad.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. So now the discussion turns to longevity, which fits nicely in with the previous two interviews, as I'm joined from Brown University, Dr. David Rand. How are you doing, Dr. Rand?
I'm doing fine.
So let's talk about your recent study, which may be giving us a peek into some of the things that influence longevity. What was the design of the study, first of all? I guess, what was the hypothesis that you started with that made you do this, first of all?
Yeah, I think the main question was the field of aging, of longevity research, seems to be quite interested, obsessed, I would use the word, to find single genes or single dietary supplements or nutrients that extend longevity, and we indeed embarked on that goal with our research, and we repeatedly had trouble repeating other people's experiments, and initially this was frustrating, and then when we designed the experiment to do was to simultaneously explore multiple factors, and what we found is that the interaction among these factors is as important as any one single factor. And that, to me, was, initially it sounds like, your results depend on something else. But in fact, that's indeed the message, and I think that's, in fact, the general result, because we find that a lot of studies will find an important gene, and then someone will repeat it in a different strain or a different background or a different environment, and that the effect of that gene goes away. And some people say, oh, you failed. But in fact, what we've said is we succeeded. And we've succeeded to find that your diet or your nutrients or your environment can be as important as the individual gene itself. And I think that's important for, basic research in fruit flies and worms and other things. But it's also important for human health and how people handle their own diets and their own exercise longevity regimens.
Now, the mitochondria was kind of the focus of this research, right?
That's correct.
And is that because it's easy to establish baselines and processes, or is that because when we look at longevity, it all does come down to something that a friend of the show, Dr. Aubrey de Grey, likes to say, is it's all about the mitochondria?
Yeah, that's an interesting and it's a controversial idea, and my research has been on mitochondria for many years, so we chose to take this path and ask the questions that Aubrey de Grey has written about in his books and papers, that the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell, but it also causes cellular damage with free radicals and all these other things, and that theory has been tested many times, and again, the data on that are mixed, so what we chose to do is to examine different genotypes of mitochondria and combine those with different genotypes of the main genome in the cell, the nuclear genome, and again, compare those with diets. And we found that the mitochondrial effect very much depended on the nuclear genotype effect. Again, the interaction terms were really what we were finding over and over again, and that there can be a mitochondrion that makes something live longer under one condition, and in a different condition, it might make you live shorter.
So boy, that's going to beguile scientists. It's like, oh, the heck with this. We can't do studies anymore now, I mean, there's so many variables, all of them. Let's face it, science works well when we can look at something. It's almost like the new emerging science of metabolomics, right? Metabolomics, right, to me is like when you were a kid, they'd shoot a bottle rocket up, you know, a big rocket up in the sky. You'd see this one stream. That's easy to follow. Then it would explode and spin off a thousand other little streams. Can't follow them all. What do you do with, you know, pick one and look at it. That's all you can do. So science is really going to be challenged here very shortly.
And I think that's absolutely right. So in recent years, last year. The old days, a week ago, that was, people would say, oh, you did this genotype and you got this effect. And they say, oh, those are what we call background effects. You didn't control your background. So in our experiment, we chose to try a whole bunch of different backgrounds per se. And what we found is that the background is in fact the foreground. And this is the new foreground in my mind for how people should proceed. So instead of going one gene at a time, we need to take pairs of genes. The first step, the first baby steps in this will be to say, let's take two logical pairs of genes we think work together, and let's see how those pairs of genes work with different diet supplements or environments or conditions. And then we can begin to get at the mechanisms of how genes talk to each other. And in the end, it actually makes complete sense because the genes don't work one at a time. They work in the whole, 20,000 genes at a time or in the whole genome. So they're all talking to each other, and we need to figure out how they talk.
It's like trying to look at a diode on the board of a cellular telephone and trying to figure out, its sole contribution to everything. And you can't, because every circuit that feeds it and is fed by it is affected. I mean, it's amazing. So talk about dietary restriction. When we talk about dietary restriction in your research study, are we talking about these hypocaloric diets that even some humans are experimenting with now that seems to increase sirtuin production?
Yes, exactly. So we did often the diet experiments like that will take a normal diet and a hypocaloric, as you said, something like 60% of the normal calories. And that would be an experimental condition and a control. The normal would be control. The experimental would be reduced. And that generally extends longevity. And then that is very repeatable among different organisms. And the next step would be to try a range of diets from, normal in going down and then normal on going up and more calories. And that also can show that there's a sweet spot in the middle.
This is amazing because I've actually been thinking about this. I started thinking about this a few months ago. Like, I understand that starving yourself will make you live longer, but it also has some other deleterious effects on your body. Like, you have no energy, your life sucks. And I thought, why can't we look at different dietary influences and find the sweet spot where there's an upregulation in longevity markers, but you can still carry a reasonable amount of muscle mass and do things that you need to do in your life?
Yeah, that's definitely the way to go. And I think the other thing to consider, yes, it seems like the research, and rightly so, is interested in finding conditions that extend longevity, and that's a straightforward thing to measure. We now, the tide is shifting, or has been shifting for a while, is to focus on what are called health span, not just lifespan, because obviously living to 120 years old in a horrible, eating one piece of bread a day, who wants to do that?
Yeah, in a diaper.
And if you lived 95 years and then dropped dead the next day, that would be great. So you don't need to live forever or live another 20 years if it's going to be a horrible existence.
Right.
I think the condition is trying to find those genotypes and those diets that give you a long health span. And ideally, when you start to fade, you fade quickly and it's painless and you're done.
Yeah, I like that. So what did you find? Did you find a sweet spot in the little flies?
We did. And the main message, again, is that the sweet spot for one genetic type is different for the sweet spot for another genetic type.
Mm-hmm.
And in the results confirmed earlier studies that when you have lower calories, you live longer. When you have intermediate, you're a little bit shorter lived. And if you have rich diet, you don't live as long. One thing we did do, that would be like a low, medium, and high calories. We made another set of diets where they had the same caloric content, the same total calories, but one had a high protein, low sugar diet, sort of like the Atkins diet.
Right.
And one had a high sugar, low protein. And that turns you into a fat blob.
Right.
And there was a sweet spot on that, what we call diet restriction axis too. And the main result that is in this paper is that the calorie axis and the diet restriction axis are quite different things, and the animals respond to those differently, and the genotypes respond to those differently. So I think that the message from this for, let's say, human longevity or personalized medicine, as it says, is that, you know, each person, we really need to go down and figure out what your own sweet spot is, and there may be ways with, as you described, metabolomic scans that could say, okay, this is where personalized genomic medicine is going. Is
right.
We sequence your genome, do a metabolome screen, and doctors in the future will say, aha, what you need is 60% of this, but 80% of that and 40% of this, and you'll be humming.
Now, do you think we'll come all the way back around to realize that we just need to eat the way our genes evolved under those foods and conditions, going back to the whole, we talk about the paleo movement today, ancestral diets. Are we taking the long way around the horn to go, hey, you should just eat the way that your lineage ate 1,000 years ago?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I'd say that certainly is the way in which our lineage evolved under those conditions. And that does not say, though, that there are other conditions that could make us live longer and more in a more healthy way.
Sure.
That because access to those nutrients, you know, I bet in the ancient days in the paleo environment, you know, these people were scrapping for food all the time. They were not living high on the hog. I mean, occasionally they'd kill a mammoth and they'd be able to pig out for a few days and then, or a month maybe, but then there would be periods of total starvation. So I think that going back to a moderated version of that makes a lot of sense. But it is true that I bet that in our evolved history that there were periods where certain nutrients were in scarce supply,
right,
and those could have had detrimental effects.
And we're learning of the hormetic effects of some of those things. Like, for instance, we talk about I hate to use the word intermittent fasting because it energizes discussions on the wrong side of the wall sometimes, but
yeah.
I like to call it a more ancestral-like feeding pattern because we probably went for longer periods of time without food and actually experienced real hunger. And we've talked to Dr. Malin Watfi on this show and his book of Dove Diplomats and Diabetes. He shows that those hunger peptides had to get strong enough to suppress the fear of going out and looking for food. That also caused nutrient partitioning to take place. So our food did something different. And so when we look at all of this here, we start to put together some pieces that say that it could be as simple as the fact that the way we're eating and what we're eating at the same time is really the root of all of these problems. And we can just throw genetics out the window. And I say that with all respect to geneticists. But I've talked about this on the show, right? Two guys go into two different bars. They both get stabbed. One guy dies and the other guy doesn't. The geneticist says, I want to study the guy who didn't. I want to find out what it is about him that allowed him to withstand this attack. But the critical thinker says, no, just stay out of those bars where people get stabbed in the first place. You know what I mean? It's like, we don't have to do all that research. Just stay out of the bar where people get stabbed. That's it.
That's absolutely a good approach to that problem. And I think one way is to, and I think we all want to, push the limits and gain the resolution we know, the resolution of our knowledge about how things work. And I think the message, again, as I said earlier, is that it is complicated. It is, you might throw up your hands and say, forget it, we can't figure out these things. But, we put a man on the moon in the late 1960s. We can do this.
I agree.
Needs to be multifaceted experiment.
Well, it's going to require a dismantling of what we think is healthcare today and really reassembling it. I want to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about silent information regulators for a second because I'm a little confused about something here. We're talking right now with Dr. David Rand from Brown University about the complex interactions that actually may be more important to longevity than your genetics. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. It's interesting what we consider a reason to get angry.
He's a military strategist on health.
Merck, the pharmaceutical company,
killed 55,000 people with Vioxx. They knew that it had a problem, and they sold it to people anyway, and 55,000 plus people died taking Vioxx.
He's Carl Lenore.
Why isn't this current administration going, we need to go to White House Station, New Jersey, where the Merck headquarters is, and send the military in there? We need to bomb Merck, because they killed 55,000 Americans knowing that they were going to kill 55,000 Americans.
On Superhuman Radio.
Where is the outrage about that?
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Welcome back. We're talking right now with Dr. David Rand. We're talking about things that affect your longevity that perhaps your genetics may not really play that big of a role in. Well, your genetics play a role in it, but it's just different for everybody. I like that word, individual medicine, Dr. Rand. Do you think that'll pick up someday?
I think it will. I think we're in a revolution of that, and I think it actually is one of the big payoffs of the Human Genome Project. A decade or two ago. It was the human genome, and what we're realizing today is that there's no such thing as the human genome. Everyone's genome is different, and now it's becoming quite clear that different individuals, different geographic populations have unique responses to both drugs and unique incidences of disease. So I think you're absolutely right in correcting yourself. The genetics plays a lesser role. It's not so much that, it's just that genetics plays a more complicated interacting role with the environment, and that's our challenge. And each person has a different set of cards in their hand, and how they play those cards depends on how well they wind up in the poker game of life.
The silent information regulators first came on the scene with the discussion of a supplement called resveratrol that was touted to extend life because it increases SIRT1, or silent information regulator T1. In Drosophila, they have SIR2, right? It's different than humans, right?
Right. I mean, the names and the numbers vary a bit from one to the next, but there are individual genes that are homologous.
Yeah, I was going to say they're homologous. You say homologous, homologues. I say so homologues. Yeah. Okay. But here's my question.
You can study SIRT1 in humans and the same gene in flies. There are some that are missing, but yes, you can indeed study the same gene in these different model organisms.
Okay. So the discussion back then was we knew that calorie restriction increased SIRT1. That was its first discussion in longevity. And then we know that Clotho had a relationship with SIRT1. That was another one. And then resveratrol hit the market. It increases SIRT1. And all these things make it sound like the more SIRT1 a human has, the more predictably they will have a longer lifespan. But did I read your research wrong? An increase in SIR2 in Drosophila, actually an overexpression of it, shortened their lifespans.
And that's correct. That's what we found. And I will qualify that result. I mean, a lot of the experiments will increase the expression of SIRT1 or SIRT2 at a particular stage in the life of an organism, let's say a window in time. Mm-hmm. And what few people had done is increase the expression of that gene for the lifespan of the fly, let's say from being an egg to an embryo to an adult. That's what we did because we wanted to see what the impact would be of that and ask how the mitochondrial genes would modify that process. So we did find that the overexpression shortened lifespan. And there are others who have actually found this, and there are others who have found that overexpression does not extend lifespan. So there's some controversy. There are good replicated studies that show that the right amount of SIRT, this is again a sweet spot story,
yep.
The right amount of SIRT1 or SIRT2ins can extend longevity. And that again comes back to this, the result from our work is that there is a sweet spot, but each genotype has its own sweet spot. So I would be very, if I were a doctor and I said, go take this thing, it'll increase SIRT2in and it'll extend your lifespan, I would be very nervous saying that because we'd need to really go in and figure out what dose and what time and what age you start doing this. And so it's a little more complicated than it is. And, a lot of the enthusiasm for the SIRT1 has waned, and there are other SIRT2ins that are important. And it is true that SIRT1 has lots of cell health benefits, but its impact on its general impact on the extension of lifespan in all organisms, I'd say the jury's still out on that.
I think that this was also some of the discussion I heard at the Ancestral Health Symposium from a guy named Dr. Nassim Taleb, who wrote a book called Antifragile. And he actually talks about how pharmaceutical drugs work for some people, but there's outliers on both sides where they don't work at all for or they completely hurt. And this comes back to what we're talking about here. It's like we have to stop treating people like we're all, red crayons. Well, they're all red crayons. They're all the same. Red crayon, same piece of paper. Everything works the same. Everybody is different. And we're probably going to find that there's smaller cells of civilization that have some similarities. But by and large, we're just a tapestry.
I think that's exactly right. And I think that and I think the medical community recognizes this, and this is, again, back to your original question, I think this personalized genomic medicine is the wave of the future, and, the one-size-fits-all dose or treatment, I think most doctors recognize that that's not the case, and the big challenge going forward is to map these genes, and from my perspective, is map the interactions of genes that determine that individuality, that uniqueness of each person.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's a hairy, that's a hairball. That's a big hairball we got to, you know, take apart.
Well, look, we got here from the whole gene, you know, modeling and mapping. We're here now, right? So now we're just going to take it to the next step and say, well, look, these genes work differently when they're all together as opposed to looking at one at a time.
Right, and I think from a, you know, from an economic perspective, from a pharmaceutical company, it's a pain in the neck because it means you got to make a library of things that are available for a subset of the population. Whereas if you could find a magic bullet that everyone would buy, you'll make a lot of money and everybody goes home happy. That is a, you know, there are a few of those out there, and I think that we will continue to find some more of those, but those are going to be rare. And I think the recognition that there are, in a sense, niche markets, that's perhaps the wrong word, it's recognizing that people vary, and both genetically and in their response to environments. And that's, I think, for me, that's very much the wave of the future, and there's exciting tools are available now, way more tools than we ever had even 5 years ago to approach this at a very, as the phrase goes, big data scale. You know, the big data sets are easy to obtain now, mm-hmm. and the real
and
progress will be in
yeah. Yeah.
computers and algorithms for deciphering this so we can map our own genomes and our own responses to environment. So I think there's still a lot of hope. This is not a cry that it ain't going to work. This is a call for, you know, a deeper investigation of interactions.
Yeah, I like it. I before we end the interview, I have a couple questions about mitochondria for a second. This is something I've been thinking about myself. In humans, how long does it take for mitochondria to turn over? Does it vary by tissue?
And that it varies by tissue. That's a great question. You know, in some respects, that's a mystery. What's interesting, mitochondria can turn over independent of the cell division.
Mm-hmm.
They have their own replication. They require the nuclear gene proteins to do that. But in some tissues, they turn over faster than others. And the suspicion is that metabolically really active tissues have a higher turnover rate than more metabolically quiescent. And it may be then that mutation rates are higher and those tissues age faster from mitochondrial mutation.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a very active area of research in both model organisms and in humans.
Yeah, because when you talk about diseases that affect the mitochondria, I always say to myself, well, how long does it take for mitochondria to turn over to find out if the therapy that you're applying is actually working? For new mitochondrial biogenesis to occur, the old ones that are broken and defective leave and are replaced by new ones, or does it even happen that way? Do mitochondria upregulate on their own, fix themselves?
Yeah, you're right on target. I mean, people are actively exploring that as a way to sort of purify the cell. If we could enhance the replication of the good ones, the bad ones would be outcompeted in a sort of natural selection inside the cell, and you might get healthier by this means. So autophagy or mitophagy genes are things that sort of the garbage collectors of the cell, and if they can police the cell and get rid of the bad mitochondria, you could get more healthy. So it's a fascinating story going on inside the cell.
Well, and the discussion is linked to something we started off the interview with, and that is dietary restriction. We know that intermittent fasting or ancestral meal frequency patterns increase autophagy dramatically. When the body doesn't have to play host to digesting food, it can be busy about cleaning itself up.
That's correct, and that makes a lot of sense in just terms of our paleo evolutionary history, yeah.
Yeah, it's very cool stuff. Listen, I want to thank you for making time to come on the show. I hope that clinicians and scientists out there get this message. We're just finally getting to get female rats as well as male rats to test on, those pesky estrogen hormones. Hopefully they'll be willing to do more, more dynamic, multi-centric type research so that we can really find out when we say something works a certain way, it really does.
That's correct. I'm all for it.
Great stuff, Dr. Rand. Thanks for being on the show today.
All right. Thanks for talking.
Take care. All right. So there you have it. Also want to thank, at the beginning of the show, Jacob Wilson. His website is jacobwilsonphd.com to learn more about him. I'm going to try to get some acid-free HMB. Maybe I'm a fool. I'm going to try it. And then, of course, Dr. John Rady and Richard Manning. Their book is Go Wild. You can get it at superhumanradio.com right on the front page. And thanks to Dr. David Rand. And we'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.
Carl Lenore.
I want to live longer. I want to be stronger. I want to be healthier. And I want everybody to come along.
Calling out the daytime television quacks.
I want to see Dr. Oz do those things in the gym. He's out there telling people.